Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Aramar Te Fio on blogtalkradio.com. The views expressed here are not necessarily those of all hosts, guests, or producers, and the show is for a mature audience. We are an associate of TCPN over at www.thecommonsnetworkproject.com.
Man, you hear this bullshit they be talking every day, man. It's like these motherfuckers is just like professional liars, you know what I'm saying? So wow. Listen, man, I didn't blow up the project. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga. Was knocked down the tower. Tell the truth, nigga. Was knocked down the tower. Tell the truth, nigga. Man, I didn't blow up the project. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga. Was knocked down the tower. Tell the truth, nigga. Was knocked down the tower. I'm flexing over me. Nigga, fuck the president's speeches. I'm baptized by America. I'm covered in leeches. The dirty ones that bitch is just stolen your facial features. Drowning you in propaganda that they spit in the speakers. And if you speak about the evil that the government does, the Patriot Act to track you to the site that you love. They try to play you and say you was trying to sell drugs. They stole a federal indictment on niggas to show you love. This shit is run by fake Christians, fake politicians. Look at their mansions and look at the conditions of living. All they talk about is terrorism on television. They tell you to listen, but they don't really tell you the mission. They funded Al-Qaeda, and now they blame the Muslim religion. But don't get in that. It was the CIA tactician. They gave them billions of dollars, and they funded the purpose. Fahrenheit 9/11, that's the scratch of the soap. Bin Laden blow up projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Okay, everybody, my name is Evan Batterton, and thanks for tuning in to Thursday's Hammer Down Radio. Let me go ahead and get the shout-outs out of the way. Thanks, for everybody, for tuning in. We did do a change of plans on this one. I want to say happy birthday to my boy Mike down in Florida. He's 32 years old today. I want to say hi to all my friends around the world and all the friends of our guests around the world, whether it be from Israel or from Syria or from Jordan or from America or Australia. Hello to everybody. Today we're going to do a show about 9/11. I mean, it's 9/12 today, and we were going to originally go with Monarch, but there was a catalyst for that show. So for this show, so we'll I'm sure we'll get into what prompted the change of plans too.
Oh yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and introduce my co-host. He probably has the biggest balls on the entire panel because he's Dutch and he refuses to apologize for it. So, Jeff, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here with me again.
Thanks for the intro, brother.
Okay. Let's introduce the rest of the panel all the way from Scotland. Blair, are you with us already?
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, Blair. Thanks for being on the show today. Sarah, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Everybody is here.
Okay,
now I think everybody would agree that no matter what we get into on this show, and I'm sure it's going to get deep and possibly aggressive, that today is a day to honor the dead. And I mean, we're sorry for all the victims and victims' families for 9/11/2001, for Benghazi 9/11, and for everybody that has died in between the initial attacks in 2001 and now. So, I mean, that's just me personally. I'm going to pass it to my co-host and let him kick this show off. So, Jeff, you go ahead.
I will kick the show off. Okay. Well, there's been, of course, a lot of controversy about 9/11. We are going to try to cover it all. It's probably not going to happen. It's not possible to cover it all. But, you know, we're going to do our best. I just want to make a quick round, and I will end with it myself. Just in under a minute, try to explain your basic view on 9/11, and not especially how it happened, but also why it happened and who was involved. I'm going to begin with Blair. Blair, you kick it off, man. What do you think?
I think it was a lot of things. I think it was It was an insurance job. It was an insurance job. It was quite possibly it was a gold robbery. It was an insider training job. It was a false flag. It was a pretext to go for Iraq.
Yeah.
And the Patriot Act, the introduction of the Patriot Act. And I think it was to allow what the intelligence agencies were doing before, but to give them even more money. So it increased all their budgets. So all the contractors who were security firms could make a load of money from their devices and their security equipment and all this sort of stuff.
Very on point.
And then, and then all the contractors in the war as well, Halbert and then everyone else, they all made massive profits. So I think it's all of these and probably more, you know, as well as obviously the obvious thing, which is a psyop, you know.
Very true, very true. Perfect.
I think the evidence that I've seen points more towards the neocons in the establishment than it does, you know, anything that the official narrative said.
Very true, very true. I want to kick it off to the person with the biggest balls on the panel, Sarah. What do you think about this? Go ahead.
It was a false flag, inside job, catalyst for war. That's it. A lot of people made a lot of money off of it. They got their Patriot Act passed. That's pretty much how I feel.
No, very true. Okay, then I'm not gonna end with myself. I'm gonna end with the best co-host. Well, Blair almost did all the talking for me because he pointed out some amazing points right there. Like you said, it was an amazing insurance fraud. It was just a huge scare tactic for most of the nation. Well, at the moment, almost everybody. I know very less people who say that before 9/11 happened that they already knew about it and so they wasn't fooling that kind of shit. It was an amazing opportunity to go into war again for shit that still hasn't been proven today. You know, the weapons of mass destruction. But most likely it was something to put, you know, to put the people back in the pockets of the politicians again. You know, to blaze some fear in them, let them all wave the American flag in patriotic, you know, quote-unquote mood. You know, they could do anything with it. They could blame it on anybody they wanted war with, and they would have got it. You know, and they got it. They still got it. I mean, it's 12 years later, and to see, you know, if you go back to the oranges, why we make this quick change instead of monarch mind control into 9/11, we can still see that 12 years later, people still don't know about this, you know, or they're skeptical about this. And it's just, you know, basic physics just proved most debunkers wrong. You know, I can go on about this forever. I'm gonna pass to Evan. Evan, what is your theory about this?
Well, you know, it's not so much that I have a theory, is that I don't like what was told to the American public, which was essentially that 19 men did not necessarily require any accomplices whatsoever within the United States.
Yeah.
And that the United States government, the most sophisticated military power in the world, could not have possibly anticipated or prevented the attacks. That's a problem for me.
That's a big problem.
That the administration exploited, you know, the official story, and anybody that spoke out against it, they labeled it as the official conspiracy theory.
Yep.
And it's like Blair said, it was a pretext to launch new wars, and, you know, since then, in the subsequent 12 years that followed, there's been a growing movement that has worked towards accumulating a vast amount of evidence that suggests a different narrative than what the American public and what the world was told about on the day that it happened, because we got the official story on the same day that it happened.
Yeah,
I don't know
who?
If anybody remembers that, but they haven't changed what they said since a couple hours afterwards.
Yep. Evan, just a little fact. We all remember, I can't remember his name. Turner. No, the person who, from the FBI, who went, he refused orders, Dorner.
Chris Dorner, was it, right? He was eventually...
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, he was eventually burned down in a wooden cabin or something. And it's funny because they found his passport. You know, it's... Oh, no, no, sorry, I'm confusing. They didn't find his passport. You know, and that was just, you know, if you compare it to the Twin Towers, it was just a small fire. And when the towers burned, well, yeah, burned down, you can say it like that, or they were blown down or whatever, they found 19 passports. What is this for bullshit? They found the passports in perfect states. Nothing was wrong with it. And they said, oh, look, we got some passports here with dude with Muslim name, and we're going to blame them then. It's as simple as that. And something funny you said about, you know, that they label the people official conspiracy theories. That is funny, because I can remember this was one day after it happened. George Bush, he said, let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the attacks of the September of 11th. Malicious lie that attempt to shift blame away from the terrorists themselves, away from the guilty. That is what George Bush said one day after 9/11. You know, this is just everybody after that who would blame it on anybody else than the official story, they would immediately be labeled as a conspiracy theorist. And you know, yeah, it's a very clever plan what they have pulled off. To
and the patriotism was ramped up, wasn't it? So that everybody
exactly.
You're meant to feel bad now if you question anything. You know, now you're unpatriotic.
Exactly. That is exactly how they play. It's a big psyop, like you said. You know, they blaze fear in the people, and everybody who doesn't believe the fucking lies, there are conspiracy theories, and you hate America, and you hate our freedoms, and that kind of shit, you know? They are very good at that shit. You know, sorry, even Evan, continue, I was just a little messed up.
Well, it's okay. I mean, obviously, everybody listening, tensions are going to run high on this thing. I mean, it's anniversary aggression and things like that that are coming out. But, Blair and Sarah and you, Jeff, have already said it's a false flag. And
yeah.
I guess later on we'll go into that. But, I mean, Jeff, you mentioned all the lies that they told. I mean, I guess we need to just pick one out.
You want
to
kick them out?
And get started on it. And you started on the passports. That's a good way to start because...
It's just a
if they're
a
alleging,
simple example.
And they did, that jet fuel could burn steel, then one of the things that we don't understand is how can jet fuel that can burn steel, which is not possible, by the way, how can it not burn 19 passports?
Exactly. That's a good one.
Yeah. How can it not burn 19 passports? Where were these people from, if everybody doesn't know? Sarah, you remember where they said all these guys were from, right? It wasn't even Afghanistan, it wasn't even Iraq. It was Saudi Arabia, am I right?
Yes, that's correct. So they did the same thing with the passport. I think that they did with the Pentagon, which said the plane kind of vaporized, but they were able to identify the body. So that was kind of easy. Also, I mean, the plane hole in the Pentagon looked like a plane to me. And they never show a video of a plane actually hitting the Pentagon, and everything. They have footage. I know they have footage of something because they confiscated footage from hotels across the street from the Pentagon. So I know they have video, so why wouldn't they show video of the plane actually hitting the Pentagon? I don't think a plane hit the Pentagon. I think a missile hit the Pentagon. That's me.
Yeah, exactly. A Hellstone missile, most likely. I mean, there are videotapes of the shit hitting the Pentagon, but I didn't see a plane. You know, those videos were released from, I think, a gas station nearby, not sure where, you know, but it has a perfect view of the Pentagon. And I can remember the story of this person, and he said that the FBI, he came and they seized all the videos that he had, you know, so whatever, you know, even if, well, of course they knew about this. And then just, we got a quick other example, let me see here, it was called The Five Dancing Israelis. I think Evan has heard about this, do you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely, I know all about the Five Dancing Israelis. They were, I mean, they're confirmed Mossad. They were. This is not a conspiracy theory that these men were not Mossad. The only theory, the only problem with it is whether or not there's any hardcore evidence or a substantial amount of circumstantial evidence that would connect them to it. They were seen celebrating outside of, I believe, an Israeli shell company or something like that.
Yeah, in a white van.
Five members of Mossad.
Yep. Five members of Mossad. Just let it sink in for a little bit. Five members of Mossad. It's confirmed they celebrated when it happened. In a white van, they found explosive traces and a map of the area. You know, that shit is...
They said that they were there to film it, which means they had prior knowledge.
Exactly. How else can you know it?
Right.
Exactly. And they were celebrating. yes, we got a hit. They probably called the Jews back in Israel and said, yep, we did it. We got him.
You know, there was Russian intelligence that pointed to an attack happening on American soil. Okay.
And
allegedly, the Russians have always, it always seems to me like anytime something happens, the Russians come out and say, you know, we told you so. It was ignored. And I mean,
and why? Why was it ignored? It's almost like they wanted it to happen, and they didn't want the information to leak. You know, and just after the day, they said there, I don't remember the exact name of the people who said this, but they said, there was no way that we could have prevented this, or that we had previous knowledge. And a few weeks or months later, there was, there were some signs 2 weeks before, and info from Russia, and only that is all, it's all contradicting. No, it just, this shit doesn't add up. And if we only look at the simple facts from the jet fuel, I mean, come on, it was missing about, jet fuel, it was burning at around, I don't know the exact numbers, but I think around 3,500 degrees, and you need around 6,000 degrees to burn or melt the metal in there, the steel. And it's just impossible. The only way you can do that is with nanothermite. And that is what was found also at the bottom of the buildings. You know, just like the Israeli spies with traces of nanothermites in the vents. Yeah, it's just, there's more evidence that fucking Godzilla could have done this than that 19 Muslims could have done this. Yeah. Everybody could have done it.
I'm a big fan of Godzilla. I'm a huge fan of Godzilla, and I don't think Godzilla could have done it even any better. Why is it then that the American people, since there's so much evidence after 12 years, that we're still only between 25% and 33% that believe that it was an inside job?
How much?
I got to go to Blair with this one. What was the psychological impact of showing those towers falling over and over and over again? I mean, is that why, Blair? Because they kept showing those towers fall, and that's what people are anchored to?
Of course.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. That was the main event, and that was intended to make sure not just the people in America, but everybody in the world saw that. And you know, it's like everything they do, it's got a few different things. You know, it's a warning message to people as well, Ken. It's like, what we can do, fuck you. We'll do what we want, you know, for those who know. And there might be people in the military, exactly what happened on that day, and they're like, well, what the fuck do I do now, you know what I mean? So,
yeah,
you know, it's a message to everybody, yeah. And that's the reason why it showed it over and over and over. And you had victims' families on the phone to NBC asking them why the fuck they were showing this stuff over and over again all day, you know? Do you know, they were getting...
Didn't I see that on one of your movies that you made, Blair? Didn't I see that
Use that little clip.
I highly recommend everybody check this guy out, our guest Blair, and some of the stuff he's done. I really do. And I'll be... I've put up links to your movies before, and I will again. Either during or after the show, but I highly recommend checking out.
Yeah, well, you know, after that day, you know, they'd already had the narrative set by later on in the evening, and then they could start, you know, progressing with all these things that had shut up, whatever it might be, the Patriot Act and the war with Iraq and all the rest of it, you know?
Yeah. Mm,
very true. I gotta interfere real quick. We got a caller, 516. That's pretty quick. Houdin, put him on the air.
Hi, my name's James.
Hey,
I'm not a big conspiracy theorist. I do ask a lot of questions, but I heard your program by accident, kind of. I just joined the group that posted a link to it. And I had something regarding 9/11. I think it's fairly interesting. I had been at the buildings a year beforehand, before 9/11 happened. I was working for a company out in Long Island, where I'm from. And we were dealing with computers. And basically, they were our customer. So when I went there, when you came into security, basically they told me that I had to be escorted by someone from the company who actually had to be like a manager. There were people doing maintenance work all over the building. And they had passes to go anywhere. They weren't checked. When I went to security, they had to check my bag. They had to check me. And I'm surprised I've never heard anyone ever mention this before. But I guess they don't want to be discredited.
Do you have any idea what kind of people, organization, what do they look like? Any
idea?
They
look, well, that's kind of weird. Like, I've been at other high-rises in New York City. It wasn't, I didn't do it all the time, but they certainly didn't look like ordinary handymen, although they had bags that they were medium-sized bags for works like that. And when I was waiting out in the hallway for one to go into the security for one of the doors, what the manager told me to stay right here, and there was a man doing maintenance right on the ladder, and I looked up to see what he was doing. He was working directly on the steel joist of the building.
Shit.
I couldn't see what he was doing. But these guys had, I was told, had been there for months upon months and had 24/7 access and were actually in the workspaces that I believe they said at nighttime. So they have access. It's hard. You're not allowed in a business like the ones that are at the World Trade Center without someone from the company there. So, but from what I understand, they still had access from what they told me, and they were everywhere. And I'm just surprised. Like, no one's ever mentioned this ever before. I thought that's just food for thought. I don't necessarily believe that it's possible people went in there and set explosives, but if they did, I definitely think someone had a chance because these guys
were
didn't look like a normal handyman. They were kind of clean cut. I wouldn't say military-like. I joined the military later myself, foolishly enough, because of 9/11. And,
there you go.
Well, not because I believe something like 9/11 was going to happen.
Yeah, of course.
And it just so happened right when I joined it did. But that's my two cents, you know. I don't know what to think about it.
No, that's amazing. That's amazing information. Thanks a lot for mentioning that. And this was a year prior to 9/11, you say? Around a year?
This is pretty much, I'm pretty sure, you know, it's been a long time. That was back in 2000, but I'm pretty sure it was exactly a year, about September, October time frame, that I went there about maybe three or four times and had to get walked through security right into this business.
Okay, well, that's a very good point, because you say...
What do you think, though, James? What is your opinion?
Personally?
I don't like
the official story.
All
let's
the
say
information,
the official story. What do you think about
I
that?
I think there are a lot of questions that need to be answered that we're just not getting. I understand national security to a point.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think we are, you know, we're responsible enough that we can deal with certain information nowadays. In the past, it was, you know, you're still worried that the people react a certain way. I think a knee-jerk reaction was 9/11, the reaction to going to Iraq.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
People don't want us to have a knee-jerk reaction, so they're afraid to give us the truth. But look what happened anyway. It still happened.
Yeah, of course. But
so what are we preventing by holding the truth back from everyone?
Well,
I don't know.
Or the people to revolt, most likely. I think if, just imagine this, it's now 12 years later. I'm going to get to Blair real quick. It's now 12 years later. Just imagine that tomorrow the U.S. government itself, not another government, because Russia, they already declared this, that it most likely was an inside job. If the U.S. government would declare this an inside job tomorrow, they would name all the associates and that kind of shit. What do you think will happen? Worldwide panic. worldwide panic, because I'm afraid, you know, Evan, he said about 30%, but I think that it's much, much lesser. I think only a few percent of America or the world, so they really know what is going on and why it is going on, and especially around 9/11. But I'm going to kick it to Blair. Blair, you want to mention something?
Yeah, I think it brings up what you were just saying there. It brings up an interesting question about what is this year going to be like after the anniversary or during the anniversary, when everyone's had this build-up of the found out what the NSA has been up to. Is that going to maybe make it even more people start investigating 9/11 than they might have poo-pooed it before? But now they
exactly.
might actually have a look at it.
Exactly. So
going to, and here's another negative ramification of the stupid shit that they get up to. The blowback it could be, you know, if the American people told stuff and then there is blowback from other countries, then it's going to look like an attack when it's not. It's actually a retaliation. And then this is taking the official story. At best, if you took the official story as the truth, then, you know, the worst that could happen to them is that they'd be charged with incompetence and negligence, because it's well documented the officials top in the chain of command for a response to a domestic attack. George Bush and Donald Rumsfeld, Richard Myers, Montague, Winfield, all found reason to do something else during actual attacks, other than assuming their duties as decision makers. And who was actually in charge? Dick Cheney, Richard Clark, Norman Mineta. And the 9/11 Commission directly conflict in their accounts of what happened with these top-level responses. You know what I mean? So they're all like, what were these guys doing? You know. So at best, they're completely incompetent and should be, you know, brought up for justice.
I forget if you mentioned it. I don't want to interrupt, but Donald Rumsfeld did say the day before 9/11 that there was a $2 trillion shortfall in the Department of Defense, and they were going to track it down. I don't know if you guys mentioned it. And that, I think, is very interesting, too. I also heard other things, supposedly, that the places directly hit on the Pentagon and the World Trade Center had to do with that investigation. I don't know if that's true or not. I've read that somewhere.
That
department that was investigating that $2 trillion short, the former Secretary of Defense and cadaver haircut model Donald Rumsfeld said was missing, was the department that was actually hit that day.
The only other records that was in Building 7. The FBI had records of stuff that went on as well as other Wall Street shenanigans. That was all in Building 7.
Oh, I got something to mention. This kind of adds up with your story, James. There were Israeli agents, they were fronting as movers, and they were arrested in Pennsylvania, and this was in October 2001, with a video of the Sears Towers. This is more a personal question than that it has to do with 9/11. Can you remember the gear, what those persons were wearing? Do you have any idea? Did they wear the same clothes, specific boots or anything like that? Is there anything in detail that you can remember about those persons? James, are you still there?
I'm sorry. You're one of the people that I hear a little bit lower on my phone. You're saying,
sorry.
What about those people that I remember?
Yeah. Do you remember anything specific about them, about their clothes or anything in detail that you can remember?
Just kind of like what I said. It for the most part, they were all wearing black, but not like military black. But it was kind of weird that they were all kind of wearing the same thing. So it looked like they were very professional regular handymen. They didn't have any type of accent, from what I understand, but I didn't really talk to a lot of them. You know, I didn't hear them speaking too often. I wasn't near them that much.
Yeah.
But I just noticed that the one guy, when he saw me looking, he got down off the ladder and back down and looked at me funny. And he was kind of weary of me. But there was nothing to see. I saw right up there was just the steel joints.
Yeah, for you, it was nothing to see because you couldn't know about this a year ago. You know, but if they were working directly on the fucking steel
If he wasn't cutting anything, he could have been putting anything up there, but I'm sure I could have ran into any regular worker, and he could have given me the same look and same face,
but he
also could have been doing something, you know, I'm not going to say either way, I don't know for sure, but I think it's something that should be questioned. I think the building could have been blown up by explosives, and who might have been there when it happened? Why didn't they go around questioning survivors? Or anything, or collecting information. Why didn't the commission do a better job in investigating the investigation to begin with?
Very true. There's a lot of missing info, a lot of suppressed info. And I can dig it that you say I'm not a huge conspiracy theorist, but you know it's good that you look at this at a more neutral point of view. But if you would go to anybody else, a quote conspiracy theory quote, and you would tell them this, they would go off their knockers. They really would. There were people in weird black matching clothes, and they got fuel. They got fuel authority to every place in the building and that kind of shit. Then that's something to raise questions. That's a good one. That's a good one. And I'm curious if this has anything to do with those people arrested in Pennsylvania, but that's more personal shit, but very good information. Do you have anything else that you noticed?
No, that's pretty much it, that's all I can remember off the top of my head, but I appreciate contributing and talking with you guys. Take care.
Thanks
good
a lot, man.
Everything.
Yeah, thank you for calling in, definitely.
Thanks a lot, man.
No, it's no problem. I'll listen to you guys online now. Take care.
Okay, man, thanks a lot.
Thanks,
have a good night. Okay, well, that was an interesting call. That was a very interesting call. That's always good. Evan, continue where we left off. I'm a little bit in shock about this, because there's very, very specific and good information.
I'm not really shocked about it so much. I'm shocked that we had somebody, an eyewitness, call in and tell us. But I've heard things like that.
Yeah.
I really have.
This is real personal and upfront. He saw this with his own eyes. That's pretty big. That's pretty big. He saw them working directly on the steel frames.
I just want everybody to consider the fact that if you are at the position where you're in the middle, or you're unsure about the official story of 9/11, then that means that you do not believe the official story. You either believe it or you don't believe it. If you sit there and say the jury's still out for me, that means you could never convict in the first place. So,
very true.
You either believe it or you don't believe it. When you say you're not sure, you're essentially saying, and I'm not putting words in people's mouths, because you are saying, I believe there's a possibility the government's lying to me, so I don't believe their official story.
Yep.
And it just, for me, it was. For George Bush to go into Iraq, and he said it 366 days later, he came out on ground zero, and he basically said, we can't get Osama bin Laden, not right now, but we can get Saddam Hussein. I can assure you we can get that cocksucker. I know we can. For him to come out and say that, that for me, that was a given. That wasn't shocking to me whatsoever. I was sitting on my couch the day of 9/11 and talking with my grandmother, and said, they're going to use this to go into Iraq. They're going to use it for wars. I'm not even in the CIA, and I knew that shit. Now, how's that possible? It's a lot of common sense. It really is. I think that anybody that doesn't want to think that the government would lie to people are only protecting their own tender sensibilities. I really do. And it's not that they're stupid. It's not that there's anything. They don't have anything wrong with them. But this is emotional. It's disturbing to people. It shatters everything that they have ever been taught or believed in. It really does.
No, very true. But let's talk a little bit about the person who they, took credit for this attack. Al Qaeda and Osama bin Laden. We can talk about him for a while, and I think you are gonna find this pretty interesting. But you know this, Osama bin Laden wasn't always the big-ass terrorist as the media has painted him. He was the CIA, back in the days. We still got pictures of Michelle Obama shaking hands with him. And that's a long time ago, but we still got those pictures. And these kind of things, they come to the surface more after a while and that kind of shit. But Osama bin Laden was a CIA asset to overthrow the Soviet Union, the Zepas. And I don't know what happened in the meantime, but only that fact on itself, that should raise enough questions. Even let's look at Saddam Hussein. The US government has sold them chemical weapons to him. And then later they're gonna cry like a fucking butthurt baby. Oh yeah, they got chemical weapons, we need to go into war. Because they got weapons of mass destruction, which until today still aren't found anywhere. They never found weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And 2 million civilians died over that bullshit war. So what the fuck really was in Iraq? And this might be a little bit off topic, but this is what 9/11 led to. Just another pointless fucking war. And you see this shit happening today too, you know, with Syria. Yeah, they got chemical weapons, yeah, but you got no proof. And who the fuck planted that shit there? You know, but
who gave it to them? NATO gave Syria everything they have that's harmful. There's no proof whether or not it was the rebels or it was the regime, as they call it, that set off chemical weapons. I mean, for me, it's both sides. I tend to believe that both sides did it, but... Yeah. As far as Iraq goes, I remember that well. I remember watching Colin Powell go out and talk to the UN and hold up some pictures that look suspiciously like placemats that you would give a child at McDonald's,
yep,
and then say there's your hardcore evidence that there's weapons there, and the UN just didn't buy it.
Yep. Can you remember the pictures of Osama bin Laden's death? Do you remember
those? I remember pretty much everything they said,
yeah,
man. I really do, because, I mean... I remember calling bullshit
time
on everything that they absolutely said, on everything.
Yeah, I was still young
at
the time.
And, I mean, even Bush now, I mean, wasn't he at a dinner or something where he said, he joked, and he's like, I know that we'll eventually find those weapons of mass destruction?
Yep.
Something like that?
Yep.
I mean,
like,
so...
this is like,
I mean,
know, even if you didn't do it, we're going to make sure that we will find you with shit that makes you look guilty. You know?
Yeah.
It's just a big-ass setup. And I don't know if people realize or still remember the pictures about Osama bin Laden, but come on, people. This is Photoshop in its biggest glory, and you can see them right now, Evan. You know, the picture of when Osama bin Laden was supposedly shot in the eye, they are composed out of three pictures, and I'm not sure if you can find the third one. But this is just plain obvious Photoshop, and now let's put that shit. Because they put his picture when he was supposedly dead in the picture, in the newspaper, like, we got him, you know, we got him, America, let's wave our fucking flags around. But, you know, let's put that picture in the newspaper once, and I will post this one on my profile right now so people can see what the fuck I'm talking about. But it's just a fucking disgrace. Just let's just think for a minute that 9/11 wasn't an inside job. Let's say that then still all the proof and the facts and the previous knowledge and all that kind of fucking bullshit that has been held back for the people of America and the world. It's not only America, because I can remember when this shit happened. I think I was about, let me see, that's 12 years ago. I think I was about fucking 8 or something, or 7, I don't really remember. And I can remember my mother watching at the fucking screen, the screen of the television, and I can see that shit burning down. You know, it was just crazy. Not only Americans, you know, got a little bit hyped up at that moment, but everybody was looking at the fucking Muslim religion at that moment. And that is a big problem for me, because then you're gonna portray an entire... This is not only a group of people, this is a religion. This is like saying... it would be the same if I would say that Jews did 9/11. You know, it's a big thing to say. And it simply doesn't work that way. Let's say that 19 Muslims did fly those planes into the towers. Then it's not good to look at the entire religion and blame them for it, because they are still doing that today. No, just look at the million. What was it? The all those bikers who went to DC. What was it yesterday?
Yeah.
I've heard stories from them. Well, not personally, but via, and they said, you know, if we're gonna see those Muslims, we're gonna kill them. We're gonna smack them in the fucking street and that kind of shit. And it's just bullshit because they don't know their enemy. They just, you know, it's just all patriotic and shit. But I don't see what the fuck is patriotic about believing the bullshit lies that the fucking government is telling you. If you consider yourself a patriot, you should question yourself, that kind of shit. Now, I'm going to give it to you. I'm getting all hyped up.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I'll calm this down. Let's keep in mind one thing, guys. When they say, when Jeff is saying that the government tried to blame it on Muslims, some people can come out and say that, well, no, the government never said that it was the Muslim religion that did it, blah, 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 and they just happened, the people, the hijackers just happened to be Muslim, but the government did specify that it was because they declared some sort of jihad on the American government,
exactly.
Thus making it a religious, motivated crime. And given the evidence, I don't think if those men would have survived that plane crash, that it, with a truly objective jury, they could have convicted them on it. I really don't. I think there's too much doubt. They could have never convicted those guys. They never could have convicted them. The government did try to paint a picture of it as being a jihadist move, and wasn't Bin Laden's name Timothy? Didn't they call him Timothy back in the 70s? I've seen pictures of him and Rumsfeld shaking
Tim
hands.
Tim Osman.
But when we talk about Americans being patriotic and things like that, being patriotic really should mean about coming together and things like that. But and this is where I pass it on to Blair, because he's better with this kind of stuff. Since then, I don't know. I feel like how do I want to phrase this question? I don't really want to frame up religions at all.
I really don't.
I can say this, and Blair, you've read some things that I've written about the Noahide laws and the Global Anti-Semitism Review Act 2004, where anti-Semitism was completely redefined by the United States government by law, in public law at that, while we were in Iraq. How did they keep up the farce for so long before the American public... Because the American public did turn on the presidency, and they did turn on war around 2005 or 6. And they were starting to turn in the 2004 elections. They still went with Bush. How was the public able to be fooled for so long by these people?
Well, you have to keep reminding them every year about 9/11 and their philosophy behind it. And you've got in between, you have to have all these little stage things by the FBI, little plots that they help make themselves and then bust and say that they're stopping terrorism, just so that it's in the news. You know, if it's in the news and people are constantly being reminded that, well, we just stopped them here, we just stopped them there, we're keeping you safe, and all this money you've been spending on Patriot Act and losing your liberties, it's all worth it because look at all the stuff that we've stopped. But it's all done by them. You know, if the FBI didn't get involved in these plots, none of them would have happened, probably, or most of them wouldn't have happened. So there could be like maybe a handful of genuine idiots that actually tried to maybe do something. Do you know what I mean? But this is playing in their narrative. The fact that 19 Muslims, but they're actually from Saudi Arabia. They've never invaded Saudi Arabia, have they? I wonder why.
Yep. But Saudi Arabia,
and you talked in the beginning about companies going in, and if you look at the International Monetary Fund, you look at the World Bank, they probably did give a lot of loans to these Arab nations that they bombed, to Iraq and to everybody else. And when they do get, I need to point out that when the IMF or the World Bank gives a loan, they have something called structural adjustment programs that allows them to pick their own contractors to send in to a country to do the work. So it's no surprise that companies like Halliburton were all over Iraq and Baghdad and Afghanistan after that. And the drug trade. I mean, just the production of heroin increased drastically after 9/11. It really did. A lot of drugs.
A lot of fucking drugs, a lot of fucking gold, and a lot of fucking oil.
Yeah.
And a lot of lithium.
A lot of lithium in Afghanistan.
A lot of lithium.
Even Ventura pointed out there was a trillion-dollar lithium vein discovered in Afghanistan. And we use lithium for everything.
For the fucking cars, the electric cars. Your precious
everything. I mean, our cell phones, everything has lithium in it. So there was just a lot of money to be made by a certain group of individuals that in a plutocracy, which is what America is, which is what the world is, really, in a plutocracy, that they'll always benefit off of the middle class eroding down into everybody being one, it being either poor or rich, one or the other. Plutocracy is when the wealthy is in charge of people that are not wealthy. There is no in-between, and there's been an erosion ever since then. Not that there wasn't before, but it's just been sped up.
Evan, I got to mention this real quick. We got somebody in the host queue. If you want to call, in, you got to press 1 while you're in the host queue. So I just wanted to throw that one out. Evan, go ahead.
Yeah.
And
anybody that wants to call can call in any time. I mean, this is kind of a day where everybody can get their points across if they want to.
Normally, it's only last 15 minutes, but it's a big topic, and we can understand that not everybody can get it at any time. So that's why we do it just any moment. Everybody can call in. The number is displayed above the radio. You can call in with Skype, it's free. Just make a little account on Block Talk Radio and you can call in for free. Everybody can call in for free. Just vent your opinion about this, whatever you want.
Well, and I'm gonna go to Sarah here and why we ended up changing this topic. She said something about the media. And I'm gonna quote you, Sarah, on this. Oh my God, OMG, fuck your opinions. Stop letting the media paint your enemy image for you, you idiots. 9/11, it is painfully obvious to most people that it was at very least a false flag operation. It was an inside job, not Muslims.
The person with the biggest ball.
And then Sarah, you were somewhat challenged on that, but you said a smoking gun building 7. Tell us about building 7. Because that really is a smoking gun for a lot of people. What's up with building 7?
I mean, there's not a lot to say about it. We don't really know much about the building, except they said that they were going to pull it that day. And I just find it really strange. Most people don't even know that building 7 fell that day. They pretty much just remember the two towers and the Pentagon getting hit, but they don't really remember building 7 coming down. And nobody really has an explanation for it except there were fire on a few floors. And so they went ahead and made the decision to pull the building down via the fire department because they had already had such a, quote, loss of life that they didn't want to deal with it. So they evacuated the building and then pulled it.
Very
true. Oh, wow. Well, we have a caller also. And, Sarah, I'll get back to you. And I want you to tell us more about Building 7 after our caller. Let's go ahead and take the caller.
505, you're on the air.
Hey,
what's up, you guys? It's Damon again.
Hey,
Damon, what's up?
What's up, man?
Yeah, I've hardly been able to hear you guys because the internet keeps cutting out, and so I tried to call in and listen, and then my phone keeps dropping the call. So I don't know if you guys have covered this once again.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a couple suggestions. Like, I know it's really crazy when you look at Tower 7 falling and how it just free fall fell right into its own footprint. It's absolutely unbelievable
ridiculous.
Because it
yeah.
doesn't make any logical sense according to the laws of physics. But
exactly.
yeah, a lot of people really are indoctrinated with the news. They see these guys up there with suits and ties on and looking all fancy and talking with big words and stuff like that. All scripted out, so, you know, they're not very nervous. They're pretty much just actors and teleprompter readers.
They repeat what they say. No, very true.
For people to get in through their family. I'm sorry, I could barely hear you.
What's up, Jack?
I didn't hear your last question. Sorry, Damon.
Oh, okay. I was just saying that this isn't directly on 9/11, but really about any of these controversial topics in order to get through to people that you can't believe what you see on the news.
Yeah.
I know I mentioned it before, Edward Bernays, but just to give people a little bit further of a tip, if you just go on YouTube and type Edward Bernays on propaganda, you'll see him sitting there explaining how he formulated this whole formula understanding human psychology and how to get people to sit back and passively accept whatever information is presented. And that right there can open people's eyes.
Yeah, I think I heard the name before. I think does he make videos with his webcam in his own home, or is this somebody else?
No, Edward Bernays was Freud's nephew. You know, the psychologist, psychiatrist guy or whatever. And Edward Bernays actually is known as the father of public relations. It used to be called propaganda, but propaganda got a bad name after Hitler started spreading a lot of propaganda and stuff, and so he did a little spin on it. He's also the guy that got the Dental Association to start putting fluoride in our water. He's responsible for getting people to start smoking a lot more cigarettes.
Okay.
He also, I believe, worked for AIG as a CIA asset, and they would collect information on everybody's insurance policies to be able to tell what all everybody had. And
He's a pretty
influential figure in our history. Like, the world would not be the way it is without that guy. And he worked for J.P. Morgan with the Paul Carbine affair, where he had bought a bunch of dysfunctional rifles from the government, sold them back during the Civil War,
and then
a lot of people ended up dying on the battlefield with those dysfunctional rifles. Edward Bernays ended up getting J.P. Morgan out of trouble for that.
Huh. That's crazy. This is making money.
J.P. Morgan was a real piece of shit. He really was. And he's one of the biggest and key reasons that we have the Federal Reserve today. And because of the panic of 1907, I firmly believe that he and his people cornered the market, and that's why it collapsed. I believe that. So, definitely,
because if you look back at the history of the Rothschild family, J.P. Morgan worked for the Rothschilds, and they themselves have admitted that they went back whenever Napoleon won the battle, and they started telling, Napoleon was defeated, right?
He was defeated, yes, and that battle could have gone either way that day. Had Napoleon arrived 30 minutes earlier, he would have won because of his position. That's the interesting thing. Jacob backed up Napoleon. Nathan backed up Wellington. So that's how
that went. And it was Nathaniel, right? Nathaniel was the one that had a rider posted to run back and tell Britain that they had lost. And so the market panicked. Everybody started selling off all their stocks. And then the Rothschilds ended up buying them up for pennies on the dollar.
It would have happened either way. It would have either been Jacob or Nathan, whatever would have happened that day. I think it was the plan all along. I really do. The Rothschilds had their own courier system. So Nathan found out, you know, before everyone else did, and he went to the market that day and started, he acted sad and started selling. And it induced a panic because by that time, in the war, it was like, you know, the Rothschilds know. You know, they have an inside track, so everybody saw Nathan selling off the bonds, and they started selling all their bonds off. And while they were doing that, he had people that worked for his bank buy him up for nothing. And so not only did he have the war purse owed back to him, but he had controlling stake in the Bank of England. And J.P. Morgan and his associates that met with him on Jekyll Island, we still can't really prove who all of them were, but definitely the ones that helped, and doing this in quotations, stop and turn around the panic of 1907, they were under the umbrella company of Nathan M. Rothschild and Sons of London. So,
the umbrella company, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they were under that bank, they were under that financial corporation, and very powerful, still is. I don't care what anybody says.
That's very true.
I really don't. They're very... I hate that family. I really do. I hate that family. And, I mean, Jeff, you know I've spent a lot of time, Blair, Sarah, you guys know this. I've spent a lot of time really, really metaphorically punching that family in the face. I really hate them. And they are key players in what's wrong with everything in the world today. And they will be hockey players and what's wrong with the world in the future.
Yep. Very true.
If there's something going wrong, there's a Rothschild somewhere behind it. That's my opinion. I mean...
Yeah, no, it's very true. Whenever shit goes down, the Rothschilds are involved. And most of the time, it's just sadly true. But it's true. Holy shit, I hurt myself. Somebody still has... Somebody
right,
still
has. I hurt myself too.
Yeah, how does it sound, Evan?
Well,
no,
I think we sounded great. I think we sounded great.
Yeah.
So Damon, and you're still with us, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Just real quick before, wow, I just saw something in our blog talk chat that just stopped me in my tracks. Sorry about that.
Oh wait.
You have to go look at it. I'm not even going to say it. I'm not even going to say
it. I think I know what you're talking about.
I can see it.
Yeah.
Shiloh,
before,
you're really fucking out of it.
You know, it takes a lot to shock me. Not that that shocked me, but, I mean, it just, you know, kind of slapped me in the face. Anyways, Damon, if you had to put your money on who was behind 9/11, if you just had to say a name, whether it's a family, whether it's a religion, race, country, whoever, who would you say before we move on?
Okay, well, I think it's not any one person or any one entity. I think there's a big idea at work here, and it's an idea that's been going on for thousands of years. It's been carried on through all the different mystery tradition schools, and it's basically the idea of squaring the circle. If you look in the Freemasonic, and not that I think this is just specifically a Masonic idea, I think it ties into a lot of things, but in Masonry, the square symbolizes unnatural, like man-made things, because squares don't occur in nature. 90-degree angles are not found in nature. And the circle represents divinity, like the earth. It has no beginning. It has no end. And also like the womb, the ova, because of the feminine that gives birth to the world, that kind of thing. And the square going around the circle symbolizes that the circle is held within it, that the square has become greater. So they want to, like transhumanism, that's the concept behind it, is that they want to make things better than God made things. They want to improve the world. And I think the philosophical corruption probably comes from the fact that a thinking person, whenever you look at nature around you and you try to say nature is created by God so we can tell God by his works, and you see that lions are eating gazelle and alligators or crocodiles are eating the water buffaloes, and you know, nature is just kind of a dog eat dog world, and so they've allowed that to corrupt their view. And rather than thinking that we need to help make a better world, they've decided, like you said before, they, like the Rothschilds, probably weren't picking any sides in the battle. They were set to profit either way, regardless of who won. And I think that's all they care about. It's a satanistic type of philosophy that all that matters is yourself. But I think their viewpoint is that they want to gain total control. And if you look back at history, every major world power that's come has tried to go around and conquer the world, and they wanted to create a one-world government where they can control everything, kind of homogenize everybody, create collectivist societies. They've created different amalgams of religion to indoctrinate people and get them adjusted to their way of thinking.
So I think that's really what it is.
9/11 was just one stepping stone in that direction to get us closer to a one-world government.
I believe that as well. Damon, thanks for calling in again, brother. We always appreciate it. Always something interesting to say. So thank you very much.
Great night.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, man.
I want to go ahead and say real quick, I don't think that any country did it. I don't think that any religion did it. I think that people confront as a country, and I think that people confront as a religion. They confront as ethnicities, even. The people that did it are cosmopolitan. They have no allegiance to no country. They only owe allegiance to themselves and their comrades. That's my opinion. I don't think they're Jewish. I don't think that they're Muslim. I don't think that they're Christians, Hindus, or Mr. Magoos. I don't think that they're any of those things. I think that they are cosmopolitan. They only owe allegiance to themselves. And I'm going to go to my panel, and I'm going to ask everybody what they think. And I'm going to start with Sarah. I'm going to go to you, Sarah, since you were talking about building set. If you had to put it on somebody, who would you put it on?
Oh, my God.
Who should we bomb?
I don't think I know a lot of people should be put out of office and should be out of jobs over it, if nothing else. Because I don't know, NORAD or somebody, they failed that day.
So nobody should get bond, just shot. People need to be executed, but we shouldn't do mass strikes, right?
Yeah, I'm down to shoot somebody.
What do you think? I mean, who do we bomb, or should we execute people, or should we just let people go and try and make this all better with peace and kumbayas?
Until we get a real investigation of what's really happened, then I don't think we need to be going after anybody.
Oh, you think so?
Right.
Hmm. Okay. Well, Blair, go ahead.
Bottom of it and then go after them.
Blair, who do we need to shoot in the face to solve this fucking mess? Just name somebody. I will shoot him in the fucking face.
Yeah, somebody's got to pay for this. Who pays
somebody's
for it? Or is that the whole problem with the mentality, Blair? Is that we feel like we got to kill somebody, and we need to kill somebody right away. What's your opinion?
Well, if we're going to
bomb somebody,
if we're going to be so upset with hope, when they get so mad at, say, watching the towers and wanting to go and fight for their country in Iraq. You know what I mean? We shouldn't really be, thinking like that. Even if we talk about, some form of justice, we really think that, these guys, can we actually get justice? Even if we wanted to do it like the proper, is it actually possible?
I got to interview real quick.
To see Cheney and Bush and stuff up there, Tony Blair and stuff. Is that actually possible?
Blair, I'm sorry. I gotta cut in real quick. Evan, we got another caller, and I think it's.
Let's bring him on.
Yeah,
bring him on, everybody.
Okay,
210.
210, you're back.
You're back on the show.
Hey guys. Hi guys. How y'all doing? This is Ted.
Hey, it's Ed. Hey, man.
How's it going, guys? No, I was just listening to y'all. I came on a little late, but
That's good.
I came on the good part, I guess.
What's up, buddy?
What should we do with the people? What should we do with the people that are
responsible.
Ultimately responsible? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think are responsible?
Who's responsible?
Oh, the obvious ones, of course. In my opinion, is the USA, U.S. Inc. I mean, back then was Bush, Rumsfeld, Cheney, Silverstein. Whoever in Israel,
now we're getting somewhere.
They talk about the Mossad, setting the charges, in the buildings themselves. The evidence, whatever evidence, I think, as far as 9/11 goes, there's a lot of evidence. I've read it, I've seen documentaries, and I think that would be a good start. The obvious ones. Now if you're talking about the New World Order, I think that'd be a pretty long list of people that are,
How do we give people like that a fair trial, though?
I don't really see the reason to do that. I don't see the reason.
If something ever leaked hardcore that they did this, there would be no fair trial. They would be drug out in the street and murdered.
Yeah.
And,
I'm not opposed to that
or anything, but I'm a big believer in a fair trial. But stuff like this can't happen and somebody get a fair trial. That's what's fucked up.
You know what I heard? I read a pretty interesting quote that said that these elites use our own good nature against us.
Yeah, of course. That's what they do with racism. That kind of shit.
They use our own goodness against us. How would we? What normal person would think that such a big plot to keep us down? With the court system, the commercial system, They have everything is statutory, you know, it's commercial in nature, and they've used that to, you know, this big old deception, you know. So who would think that?
Yeah.
Like, who would believe that that is the way the real world is? You know, nobody can't even comprehend, could even think that up, you know.
Very true.
But that's the way they do it.
That is very,
you know,
true.
So I think we would have to play their game. I mean, we would, you know, and I know we wouldn't want to give up our humanity,
mm-hmm.
but I think we would give them a fair trial, but by the people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
People. And if that means dragging them out into the street and, you know, kind of like what they did Gaddafi. Now, Gaddafi, the mercenaries did that, but, you know, I think that would be poetic justice, you know. And I think that would
Gaddafi,
be real justice. They broke contract with us. They broke the contract, the social contract with us, and therefore they give up whatever rights they have to a fair trial or whatever, you know. So that's my opinion.
Sure.
You know what, I like that. I really do, because, I mean, the mob has always demanded blood and demanded to be satisfied. And they've used that to manipulate us. And that's how, I believe that is how, that is why we've been absolutely turning countries in North Africa and in the Middle East into Swiss cheese, is because of them appeasing the mob. I really believe that. You know, I pretty much stand with Blair on that. They got to keep us pissed off. They got to keep us angry.
Yeah, it's not division.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so.
So why not? You know, why not do it to them? I agree with you, Ted.
Because there is no justice system. If you think about it, there is no
justice,
quote unquote, common law system. You know, it's all commercial. They
mm-hmm.
they usurped everything. So
they
we would have
people
to,
who back
actually,
them up.
We would have to do it. We would have to do it ourselves. Set up our own justice. You know, because you know what they decided they're gonna be slick and use a commercial system. Well, you know what? Then this is not about equity and none of that. No, this is, you know, like you said, it's an eye for an eye. You know. Look at all the people that have died starvation, and they've taken our wealth and our resources. Just for how much money can they have? They have money to last 1,000 lifetimes, you know?
Yeah.
Millions of lifetimes. So, yeah, that's what I would do. Let's just say...
Let the people
solve. You know?
Yeah, that's very true.
Well, yeah, that's a good idea. Ted, thanks for calling in again, man. Really
thanks
appreciate
for calling
it.
In.
Not a problem. Great show.
Always love, man.
Because with what Ted said, I have a question for everybody. When we depose these people and we put them on trial and we decide on who decides their fate, I mean, aren't we just putting another warlord in charge if we get rid of them?
It depends. Who is the executor or the jury?
Me. The executor is me. I'm going to be the one doing the executing. I hope nobody has a problem with that.
I will be swinging the axe.
I think that the whole panel would agree, with the exception of maybe Blair. It's a toss-up between Blair and I, that we're probably the most impartial.
Yeah.
I think
we're
there's
probably
be
the
a
most impartial. I do, on a serious note, I want to get back to World Trade Center Building 7. I really do. I want to get back to that, because it's a big bone of contention for everybody, and I want to go back to Sarah on that, because it's because of that post that she put up today, really, that we're doing this right now.
Yeah,
we would not be doing this show if it wasn't for Sarah's post on World Trade Center Building 7.
Sarah,
there's been a lot
of
talk and a lot of rumors, Sarah, that World Trade Center Building 7 was announced to have fallen 30 minutes before it actually did. Can you comment on that, please?
Oh, yeah.
I can comment on that because I've seen the video.
Yeah.
I've seen them filming the video of her as the lady from the media, from the news, and she's posted up talking about how this video or this building is about to fall, or it's going or it has fallen, and then it falls behind her.
No, it doesn't fall. It's behind her. This was
just like 20 minutes before.
She falls while doing the video cast. It falls in the middle of her talking.
That was the CNN. They were doing a live broadcast back to the BBC in London. And this is just a smoking gun. I mean, come on, people, wake the fuck up. This woman, she was talking for 14 minutes long. Our World Trade Center number 7, the Solomon's building, has collapsed and it's vanished and it's ash. And she is talking about this for 14 fucking minutes and the building is still standing behind her. It didn't fall for another 20 minutes. So what the fuck is this? Is this some kind of time travel? And I think, no, that's not it. So the only other...
That's the only newscast that I've ever seen that actually really reports Building 7. Nobody else really talks about it. It's not mentioned in the commission report, the official 9/11 report.
Right.
They don't mention it at all.
That's right. There is an organization and they have put up, I don't know what the name for that shit is, but those big screens on Times Square, you know? And they have put up shit like, I don't really know numbers, like 70% of America... of American citizens don't know that a third tower fell on 9/11. And that's the kind of advertisement that is doing good shit. They have collected a lot of fucking money for that. And usually I say that don't ever give a fucking penny to whatever. But those people, that they are really waking people up. And it's very fucking wrong for me that I don't know the name of that. But you know, that is just a smoking gun. If we look at Building 7 and how it fell down. I mean, come on, people. What was it? There was 40-story building or something.
It's the classic little demolition.
Exactly, like, controlled demolition.
Alex Jones, but he called it right there, the crimp in the middle where it caves in on itself. It's an implosion. They make the building fall down on top of itself so that it can't damage each other around it.
Yep, very true. That's very true. And I found what I was looking for, and this was the National Institute Standards and Technologies. They acknowledged that the World Trade Center Building 7, it fell at freefall acceleration for over 100 feet on 9/11, and that means that it was meeting zero resistance for over 8 stories. And just, you know, just spare me your fucking bullshit as conspiracy theory and that kind of shit. How can anybody explain that shit to me, you know, scientifically? How is it possible without the use of explosives? If you really think that two planes can bring down 3 buildings, then you're just in hardcore denial, because that building, it wasn't even close to the towers. All the buildings even closer to it, they didn't got on fire. But their excuse for this is that because of the, how do you say this? The shake in the ground or something from the towers falling, that has cracked the foundation and that kind of shit, and that because of that it looked like a fucking controlled demolition. It is just one of the most shameful acts against fucking humanity. You know, it's not the buildings itself, it's not even the numbers of people, the 3,000 people, because if you look at other countries in the Middle East, those numbers are fucking peanuts. It really is nothing. 3,000 people actually is nothing if you compare it to other numbers around the world. I don't want to fucking discredit American citizens or something, but they act like this is the biggest thing in the world. You know, they totally forget Hiroshima, if we're looking in the fucking past. They forget Iraq. 2 million people had died, and they were all innocent. You know, just let's go back on topic a little bit. Blair, what is your view on World Trade Center number 7? What is your view on this?
Well, I think this poses a very serious question for people, doesn't it? Because if you're looking at Building 7 and it's a controlled demolition, then you've got to ask yourself, okay, so if it takes like 3 to 6 weeks to rig a building for a controlled demolition, but this one went up like that, yeah, on the day, then who rigged that building? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
that's
like,
very
I actually think that that building was made with that in sight, so that any time we wanted, we could pull it. That building, so I think that, you know, because there weren't workmen down there in the FBI building, they were working on the Twin Towers. You know?
No.
So
that's very
beforehand,
true.
You know, but on Building 7, there was nothing. You've got to start asking yourself, if that was controlled demolition, then who did that? Was it, okay, so Al-Qaeda, and they got into Building 7, managed to do that as well? You know what I mean? Which is why it gets into uncomfortable territory for people, because you know, if you take the initial, their story, that's traumatic for people, you know, that we got attacked and this is what happened, and that's a traumatic story for people, but you've been, that now that you know it's actually worse than that.
Yeah.
You know, what actually, no, it wasn't, you know, some scary guy from overseas, you know, it was, you know, people inside their own government did that. That's a lot harder to accept. And even though it might be true, it's still a lot harder for people, you know. So I think that's why Building 7 is important.
It's a psychological aspect, like you say, you know.
Building 7 is like a hammer that goes through that kind of, you know, they're like, no, I don't want to know. They're like, look, Building 7. That's a hard question right there, you know.
Yeah, no, that's very true.
You know, there's so many problems with the official story. It's almost as if it was put together at the last minute.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is, because I remember seeing an interview a month or two before it even happened with Dan Rather and Osama bin Laden in a hospital in Dubai, and he was in full renal failure. Bin Laden was. And then he survived for, a decade after 9/11 happens, you know, in and out of caves on dialysis.
Yeah.
I mean, I just...
They ran a story on FoxNews.com, and it's still in the archives. You can look it up. Stating that Osama bin Laden, they felt it was interesting. They don't feel it was Osama bin Laden. He died in a hospital in Dubai in 2001.
Yep. Very
in
true.
December, I think.
Even before it happened.
In early August or late July, I saw this interview with Dan Rather.
And it's still up there in the archives. It's still there, and it's on FoxNews.com.
Yep. Very true. It's very true. It's just, you know, another smoking gun.
Yeah, it's really funny they picked a 6'5" Arab to be the figurehead of their war. Because he really is an imposing figure. I mean,
I probably
would have done the same thing if I had to. I would have picked someone like him. I really would have.
Well, that's a good one.
I haven't seen an official picture yet. The only picture that I've ever seen is a Photoshop picture. The job posted. I haven't seen the news. They have never released it.
No, of course they didn't.
Yeah.
Of course they didn't. If they would, then there would be mass fucking panic.
Well, that's why I said, that's why I'm thinking that if this was really thrown together at the last minute, because, this can't be done without the media being involved, right?
Yeah,
so the media has to know at some level or another. I don't think that all of the media can possibly know everything and then stuff not get out. Same with the military. These things have to be compartmentalized to a great degree for them to be successful. But if the media does an interview with him, you know, not 60 days before the incident happens where he's in full renal failure, and then all this stuff happens, Donald Rumsfeld comes out the day before and talks about, you know, several trillion dollars missing. I just don't, it, to me, it really looks like he was thrown together at the last minute. I believe that. I really do.
Evan, I got an interesting theory here.
Okay.
Because, you know, I'm just throwing this out there. I'm just thinking about this. Like you said, if this was, if this was this perfectly scripted inside job, blah, 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 then they would have had much more convincing evidence that 19 Muslims really did it. Now, let's take a look at the intelligence agency, and not only from the USA, but let's bring in the Mossad from Israel. James said, the caller, he saw the people working on the metal frames and that kind of shit in the building. Could it be possible that the Mossad scripted this, and that the U.S., well, of course, the higher tops of the U.S. government who are all in charge with the other Central Intelligence Agency, they could have had knowledge, but maybe the lower man didn't have that knowledge, even in the government. Could it be that the Mossad did this, and that they were, you know, in bed with some high officials or something from the government? This was purely scripted, because let's look at this how it is. This is a perfect, false flag attack to gain more support for Israel. Why? Because, you know, quote, the fucking Muslims, quote, like how they would see it. This is It's a perfect strategy for that shit. You know, oh, you see, the Muslim and the Muslim religion, they're all terrorists and that's, they're all going jihad and shit, which is fucking bullshit, because if you look at the Quran, jihad is really, it's like suicide in the Bible, you know? It's really not, it's not something to feel proud about or something. It is more a fairy tale. You know, just like Al-Qaeda, it's really a fucking fairy tale, the boogerman, the boogeyman. And it works perfect. It works perfectly. So that is my theory, and I'm just spinning on this a little bit. Could it be that it not was, you know, it's obviously an inside job, but more from an outside source like the Mossad. Maybe in, you know, we all know that Saudi Arabia intelligence agency and the U.S. they're all very close. That kind of shit. Could this be, you know, this? It's a massive job. It's not something that you can pull off in a day or something. But, you know, but yeah, that's a little bit what I'm spinning about. I'm just gonna blame Israel for this again. what is your view on this? Could it be, you know, other theories? You know, let's spin it just a little bit.
Well, could it be Mossad or could it not be Mossad? I mean, of course it could be Mossad. I mean, the CIA is in close contact with Mossad all the time. I sincerely doubt that if the government did it and the CIA knew about it, that Mossad didn't know about it or didn't have anything to do with it. Just yesterday I read an article about the NSA. The NSA shares its records with Israeli Mossad, and that's confirmed. It's not a conspiracy theory. I don't know why. I don't think that it really matters, because if the United States considered Palestine an ally, or the Palestinians and Hamas, we would have the same issue, because it's anybody working with our government, and we know that our government was fully involved in it. So anybody working with them, British intelligence, anybody, I'm sure, knew about it or had something to do with it. I really think that it was a last-minute thing. I don't think the Israeli people, like the Americans, knew anything about it. Had any way of knowing. I think Saudi Arabia was definitely in on it. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not like they've come out and said, no, we had nothing to do with it. It wasn't any of our people.
Mm-hmm. And
nothing was ever, to my knowledge, said about that, and I could be wrong. It goes. My theory is, man, is it's the same,
it's
really, as Damon's. It's a group of cosmopolitan people that are really out for themselves, and if it was CIA or Mossad, then those are just really people that are just trained. They're trained killers and contract killers anyways. I don't think that Mossad represents their people well. I don't think the CIA represents the Americans well, or British intelligence represents their people well.
Yeah,
they have their own fucking interests at heart, and they're contract killers. I mean,
yeah, of course they are. Hitman.
They really are. They're contract killers. But I don't think there's any way you can deny that Mossad knew about it. I mean, I don't know that, because I've been guilty of going off on tangents of bashing people.
I don't want to bash
the Israeli people, but they knew.
The
Mossad knew.
Mossad isn't the Israeli people. That's like saying CIA are the American people. They are not.
Right.
They're just not. The Israeli people have nothing to do with this. You know, those are the contractors, the people in the intelligence agencies. But there is so much fucking bullshit. You know, we got the dancing Israelis. We got around 200 Israelis inside the U.S. with connection to 9/11 and terrorism detained around 9/11, then silently deported, evidence now classified. We got more Israelis art students, quote-unquote, spies. They lived in the same cities and in close proximity to the supposed Muslim hijackers. There is so much shit about these guys. Israeli spies claiming to be art students in America around 9/11 gathered intelligence to carry out a terrorist attack. What do we got? Police in the Midwest detained suspicious men with Israeli passports, box cutters, and oil pipeline and nuclear power plants. Like, there's so much shit about this. To say that Israel and the Mossad, to say that they have nothing to do with this is just pure ignorance. It's just crazy. There's a lot of evidence from a lot of people. But let's do a quick question round. You know, let's point out the obvious. If you was gonna confront a person And he says, yeah, but the 9/11 commission and that kind of shit. Now I'm gonna start the chair, so grab your fucking balls together because this is gonna be good. How would you approach a person like that? What would you say? What kind of evidence would you show him, you know, just to convince him? Because this is more for the people listening, that they have something structural or evidence to present to people who are still thinking that, you know, 19 fucking Muslims did it. What would you do? Sarah, go ahead.
Oh, it's really hard to confront people on that level, but I guess I would bring up Building 7.
Yeah.
I would bring Building 7 and the Pentagon and the passports and all the official stories and how they don't make sense. And I like for people to try to explain to me the pancake theory of how both the buildings, the towers and Building 7 collapsed and took a free fall speech. And it's not something that typically happens due to fire. So I would ask those questions.
Yeah, that's a very good one. Blair, what would you do in this kind of situation? Just you run, you see someone in the streets and you start talking about 9/11 and he believes the official story. What would you present to him? How would you explain it to him?
You could start from something that's happening recently. You know, you can talk about the Iraq war or Afghanistan or what's happening in Syria, and there's a lot of people against the war in Syria, and you can point out that this leads back. If they look through Project for a New American Century and stuff like this, you know, that leads back to the history before 9/11 of the plans for that. You can show something that's happening now that happened before 9/11. 9/11 was a part of what's happening now. So you're kind of like, you want to join them together in the mind of the person that you're speaking to, that what's happening now is just later on of the same plan. And this is why. And then you can go in, if they're interested, you can go into like Building 7 and stuff like that. You know, people are quite happy with just a few little things to look up, and just leave them, and with any luck, you know, they'll go off and do their own research. I think the worst part is to, worst thing is to, you know, bash them over the heads with too much stuff, you know.
No, that's very true.
Yeah, stick with, you know, some good solid things, and just let them go and do their own research.
Call a spade a spade. Very true.
Yeah.
Evan, what is your view on this?
Yeah.
With what kind of shit would you slap a fucking zombie in the face to wake him up to this kind of fraud going on?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. First of all, I want to mention somebody that's in our chat real quick. His name's George Bonson. He said something funny earlier, that the U.S. government spent $14 million investigating 9/11 and $100 million on Barry Bonds. I just want to mention that real quick. That is a good point. Sarah would bring up Building 7. Blair would go now. I would go to the past, I think. I'd probably bring up Operation Northwoods to prove that the United States government, and the Gulf of Tonkin as well, to prove that the United States government would absolutely lie to get its country into a war. Northwoods was in 1962. It was rejected by the Kennedy administration. The proposals called for, and I'm just reading this off Wikipedia, and I know that's not that reliable, but the CIA or other operatives to commit perceived acts of terrorism in U.S. cities and elsewhere. These acts of terrorism were to be blamed on Cuba in order to create public support for a war against that nation. So, and I believe the whole thing was make planes to look like Cuban planes or communist, whatever, and crash them into buildings, just like what happened on 9/11.
To frame that,
so it's almost identical. What was proposed for Northwoods is what happened on 9/11. So,
I can remember that there was a Fox News reporter, and then they silenced him. Of course, they didn't give him any airtime, and he was filming this shit from his helicopter. You know, at the same time that this shit was happening on 9/11. And I can remember his words, and I saw this in a quote from him, and he said, the second plane, this was not a commercial airliner. It didn't have any windows on the side. It was a Boeing 747, I think, and it had something on the bottom, and it looked like a fucking missile. And I'm not going to speculate right now, but it was just a long black object. You know, this news reporter, he saw it with his own eyes. Through this camera, and he said there were no commercial planes on the side of the windows. this shit is, was not on, it just wasn't a commercial hijacked plane. It's not possible, because I never flew, but I'm pretty sure that every plane, they have windows on the side, and if they're missing windows, then it must be something else. This plane must have been transformed, or it was another plane, a military plane, and it was made to look like a commercial airliner. But that is just something it most definitely is, not is. And then just look at the Pentagon. The Pentagon, the hole in the building, a plane doesn't fit through there. There wasn't any debris from any large chunks of an airplane. Nothing was found in the fucking area. I mean, come on, what the fuck is this? This is just, you know, my problem isn't even the inside job. My problem is more that the people just believe the fucking spoon-fed lies by the media. That is more frustrating than the act itself, because that is what is holding it back. And then we go back to the media, and I always say this and always will say this, you can always blame the media, and the media, it always goes back to the Zionists, because they control that entire shit. You know, the media is just, it's just keeping people in the dark. It's very wrong, and I just suggest everybody just look into the fucking facts. Because it has been 12 motherfucking years, and people still, mostly people still don't know this, or they won't acknowledge it, or shit like that. People really need to wake the fuck up and just realize, yeah, it's just the hardcore truth, you know. It's 12 fucking years after it, and I still talk to people almost on a daily basis, and I can explain them everything, and they're like, yeah. Then those are mostly a little bit older people, and yes, like Blair just said, it's not a civilian plane. It really wasn't. It's just crazy. If it had penetrated the building, then it should be come out on the other side. You know, Blair, tell something about it, because I can see that you're fucking dying to tell something about it. Blair.
Yeah, he knows something.
Yeah, he knows something. Well, something is on his mind.
Yeah, what was on my mind before the...
Yeah.
The show comes to a close is to mention a couple of things that people should go and investigate, and that is the war games that were being done on 9/11 that seems to be very convenient for these big false flags that happen, you know, because the same thing happened in the 7/7 bombing. They were running a drill on the same date, the same place, the same time, with the same scenario. So there were war games going on in 9/11, and also there were two options on the stock exchange that they never followed up.
No.
You know, those are FBI dead ends that they were told just to leak when they started getting close to, you know, who'd made money betting against American Airways and stuff like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. They always got to follow the money.
Yeah, that shows pre-knowledge as well as Bill 7 coming down like that. That's and the BBC News announcing it. You know,
those
options show that there's pre-knowledge as well.
Yeah, those are bigger smoking.
Yeah,
it's not a conspiracy if the people knew, you know, if they're broadcasting 20 minutes before time that the building has come down. That's like saying on September the 8th, like, yeah, that just was an attack. They will be talking about
exactly.
It for fucking days. It's just so fucking obvious. But people, you know, they just won't accept it. Yeah, it's just very fucking crazy. There's a lot of information being held back. You know, it needs to get out in the open, but the more important part is that people, you do not have to do direct shit. You do not have to go Malcolm X style and grab the guns and take over the fucking government. That is not necessary, not now, maybe at some point, but at this point it is not necessary. If the people know what is going on, then they can't get support that they need to go in the fucking endless wars, because war will never end. In the existence of humanity, I don't think that war will ever end. There always will be people in higher places, and they will be pushing their bullshit just to get their goals accomplished. You know, so that is the most important part, and might not be on topic on 9/11, but 9/11, it started a bunch of shit. A lot of people say on 9/11 that is when the NWO, it really fucking kicked in. Yeah, it's just real crazy. And Evan, why don't you talk I heard you talk about the previous knowledge, you know, even before 9/11. What do you think, or what do you feel, that these kind of false flags, you know, they can justify war, but they can do so much. They can drive people into whatever area they want. I don't know, Evan, kick it off. What is your view on all this? How do you want to continue this? There are so many.
You know, my thing is I don't believe that there has been a war in the last 100 years or more that has not occurred because of something underhanded, something sneaky, a false flag. Ruth Ann and I talked about this before the show started.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I had time, and I don't, I mean, I could go into how World War One was bullshit that the United States got involved in, and how how the door was left open for the Japanese to destroy Pearl Harbor to get involved in World War II. I really believe that. Just in terms of America, I think every country should question, you know, what they're involved in. I think every country's people should question what they're involved in. There's an old saying that war is a result of, what is it, failed diplomacy or poor foreign policy. There's an old saying about that. I think sometimes war, I think, is inevitable, but I don't think in the last 100 years that the United States has been involved in a war I think it could have avoided. The United States could have avoided every war it's been in the last 100 years.
Yeah, of course.
I do.
They didn't want that.
I really
they
do. And 9/11, as far as that being when the NWO, the New World Order, whatever you want to call these cosmopolitan psychopaths, whatever you want to call their group, whatever you want to label it as, there's a group, I believe this, that exists, that seeks to subvert all of mankind and enslave it. I really do, and I don't think they give two shits about us. We talked about doing a show where we were just going to simply bash Obama. And I'm sure we're going to get to that, but we're going
to
talk about his true origins, whether he's a Zionist, whether he's Muslim, whether he's Christian. It doesn't matter if he's Jewish, Muslim, or Christian. I don't think that he can be any because he's killed kids. Nobody can be a normal human being and write off dead children as collateral damage and just say it's collateral damage. I mean, you can't be normal and say those kinds of things. You can't be normal and say those kinds of things. You really can't. You really can't. And to write off a drone strike is, we have casualties. Yeah, there's civilian casualties.
Of course.
Man, that's psychotic. It's psychotic. It's absolutely psychotic. I could never, in good conscience, no matter how much power I had, you know, sit there and be presented with photographs of dead children, and they died as a result of my decision making, whether or not I knew about 9/11, and say, well, you know what, it's unfortunate, but collateral damage.
Collateral damage, exactly.
Yeah.
There's
been a lot of collateral damage, Jap, since 9/11.
A lot.
way too much for me.
Oh, a lot. A real fucking
way
lot.
Too much for me. It almost leaves me speechless, and I'm never without something to say. I'm great with words, and I don't really know what to say sometimes. Whenever you talk about drone strikes in Yemen and all the kids that have died in Pakistan, and the conflict between Hamas and Israel, I don't even know what to say anymore. I really don't even know what to say.
I know what to say at this moment. We got a caller, 2-1-2-0-3. Rutan, put him on the air. Let's put him on. You're on the air.
203, you're on the air.
Hi.
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 Hey, good night.
I live right next to Sandy Hook.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Like 15 miles away.
Yes.
And like you'd ask me something.
Okay. What do you think about Sandy Hook? What do you think really happened there?
Oh, my God, I don't understand. I work at a grocery store, like, 10 miles away from there. People came in today, they're ordering balloons for Wheeler, a Wheeler kid?
Yeah.
Wheeler?
Yeah.
I don't know. I look on the screen every time they ask me something, and I don't recognize any names at
mm-hmm.
all. And
okay.
I don't know.
Okay, well, that's a good point. That's a good point.
They are
so,
mourning in Sandy Hook.
Yeah, of course they
I
are.
I don't know if it's like a smokescreen or I don't know what it is, but the people
what?
In Sandy Hook are mourning.
About who? Do you know any parents who lost children? Anybody?
I do not.
Okay.
No.
So you are saying like you live there, and
yeah,
you do not know anybody there who lost their kids, relatives, or anybody close to them.
I do not know any of them.
Okay, thanks for that. What do you think? Because there are so many stories about this, but this is really interesting. Thanks for calling in at first. We really appreciate this.
I live so close to there.
Yeah.
And the whole town was mourning. We had to make
over
ribbons
what?
For them.
Over, yeah, and they
and
don't even know for what. Because, so do you even know anybody who knows anybody who died?
I do not.
Holy shit. Yeah, okay, well, this
swear
is,
to God.
Yeah, no, this is very true. No, this is good that you're
even,
calling in. You
I
should,
don't
you,
even know if any kids died.
No, they didn't. You should go to YouTube and you should type in Sandy Hook the Firehouse. You remember that? Sandy Hook the Firehouse. And then you get a good shot from above. Yeah.
I've been there 100 times, man.
Yeah, okay. So you know what's
I've
up.
I've never
okay.
gone there, but they cordoned off the whole school.
Yeah.
Whole school is, like, locked off with,
Mm-hmm.
With
the ribbons.
So you're saying Sandy Hook?
Yeah,
basically,
ribbon,
you're trying to tell us Sandy Hook is a false flag too, right?
Yeah, of course it is.
I
she
believe it is, and I live right next to there, man.
No.
I swear to
wow.
God.
No, I believe
home.
You. Don't worry.
I was home that whole day when it happened, and
mm-hmm.
I live right down the road, and me and my daughter were here. I was like, Miranda, come down, listen to this shit, man. It's happening in Newtown. And
yeah.
they were talking about the other guy, the guy,
yeah.
there's shooters.
Yeah, yeah.
They had one guy down. They had another guy walking, running by the side of the school. He's on the other side of the gym. And it was all blocked off of mainstream media.
Yeah.
I don't know how to, like, to tell
no,
any of that.
Oh, no.
You know?
No, it's very good that you're telling this
it's
and calling in.
It's up, man.
Yeah.
And I live right next to there.
Yeah.
So today, evidently, one of the kids, Ben Wheeler,
yeah.
His birthday.
Yeah.
People kept coming in the store and ordering balloons.
Yeah.
So I was like, what do you want? Green balloons. I was like, all right. You want lime green, you want green, whatever. They're like, whatever green. And when I punched in their Big Y card, which is the name of our grocery store, Big Y.
Yeah.
They were like, whatever green you have. And I'm just waiting for a name to pop into my face like Parker, Emily Parker, you know?
Yeah. But that didn't happen.
I'm waiting to see that fucker.
But just one thing, for the record, you work at a grocery store there. Do you know,
I do.
You know the community around there? You know them personally?
I don't really know them that well.
Yeah, okay. But
I do work
yeah.
there.
Okay.
But they're coming in there asking for balloons for dead kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
and I don't recognize any of the names. I'm just waiting to see someone that I recognize.
Yeah, very true.
I'm telling you, I live right up the road, and I don't believe a damn thing happened there.
Yeah, I think you're very, very fucking correct right there. No, this is gold, like I say in the chat. It's not art at all. This is really good. It
who
might
is
be very
it? Is it Evan, or...
No, Evan.
This is Evan. Jap's talking to you right now. He's the one with the Dutch accent. You can always tell the difference between. You can always tell the difference between the Dutch and me. Always.
I love you guys, man.
We love you too.
I watch you guys all the time on you know the web and.
Yeah.
I turn my phone on to you, Don Coche.
Oh, God.
And you can count on us doing a Sandy Hook show. I mean, it's just a matter of time before we decide to tackle that NASA subject.
You guys are in the Netherlands, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in the Netherlands. I'm in Missouri.
I'm in the Netherlands.
You're
That's
in
correct.
Jersey.
So I'm in a foreign country, too, technically.
No, he's...
We're in Missouri, St. Louis.
Yeah, St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm telling you, man, it's fucked up.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
If you go there, you want to know something really weird? They're going to tear that school down before the end of the year.
Oh, God.
Really?
They already have plans to demolish the school.
Yeah, I heard about that. They want to demolish it, and what do they want to build over there? You know that?
They have $50 million.
Oh, shit.
To build a new school.
What are you laughing about there, Evan?
I can't help but laugh whenever you cuss, dude. It's just
you want to know something? What?
No, you're not the caller. It's Jap that cracks me up. I just can't help it whenever he cusses. It just cracks me up every time.
The motherfucker is just laughing at me.
They have $50 million to build a new school?
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Which is more than they used to investigate 9/11. More money.
Exactly. But the money that they're going to use to build a new school, those children will not even be in the school until they're fucking 10 years old.
Yeah, fair too. And I still have to find somebody who knows anybody or parents who is involved, you know, or whose kid died in San Diego. I still haven't found him.
You won't find any.
I won't find him. And now
I
you were calling in.
God,
you live there.
I live in New Milford, Connecticut. Look it up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
Look
very fucking close.
Look it up, man.
How many miles is that from there?
Freaking 15.
Oh, that's not much. No, that's very fucking close. And the whole Newtown, Connecticut is now mourning over something that didn't even fucking happen. Well, that's just fucking crazy. Well,
I'll tell you something. Me and my daughter watched this on TV that whole day because I was off. And I was like, Miranda, look at this. Kids are fucking dying. At first, I believed it. I swear to God. Because I was sitting home watching it, just like 9/11. Of course, I was home that day, too. I'm like, oh, my God, look at the planes that are flying in the fucking building.
Yeah.
And at first, I believed it. And then I was like, where's the other guy? The other guy got away? They let the other guy got away? I was like...
Right.
It's just unreal.
Thank you for calling in. And we are going to do, we will do a Sandy Hook show. And when we announce it, you should get a hold of one of us, send one of us a message.
I know, you guys
Because we would like to see
now.
What the possibility of you going to Newtown and asking some of those people if they know anybody that died personally.
You can't go there. You can't go there.
Okay.
Really?
Well,
they're
we got,
like really
it's,
freaking
it's all close.
Weird there.
Yeah, of course it is, because nobody is allowed. No, they don't want you to ask.
I asked today, I work in the floral department, and like I said, people came in today and asked for balloons for the Ben Wheeler Fund or whatever. I guess they lined up the streets with balloons and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I asked the other girl, I said, do you know anyone who was in Sandy Hook?
Yeah.
Because
And what did she say?
People around here, if you're a conspiracy theorist, if you say anything, they think you're a freaking, like, devil worshiper.
Jesus Christ.
If you say, I don't even think Sandy Hook happened,
no.
they look at you like you're fucking crazy.
Yeah, of course they are. It's like saying 9/11 didn't happen while you live in New York. But this is something else, because... You know, this is just, there's so much evidence, just like 9/11. But, you know, there's no evidence that 9/11 didn't happen, you know. That That's just pure bullshit. But about Sandy Hook, that's a whole another story.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just crazy. I think I'm pretty accurate when I say that nobody fucking died that day. They found a shotgun, and it hold like it was capable to hold
thing,
like 42 shells.
If you look into Adam Lanza,
yeah,
there's no evidence he was even alive.
Yep. Well,
there's evidence that his brother was.
Yeah. Well, just look at Adam Lanza. He's supposedly a fucking autistic kid, went in full body armor with automatic rifles, went in the school and killed all those kids and teachers fucking assassination style. I don't see that happening. I really don't see that.
No fucking way.
No fucking
way. No
way.
I'll tell you one thing. I got a 20-year-old son here now.
Yeah.
He's like the best at any of those video games.
Yeah.
If he wanted to do that, he could. But he wouldn't.
No. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
No, that's
very
true. You're
gonna tell me Grand Theft Auto is gonna make you go fucking kill kids?
No, that's bullshit.
Fucking retarded.
It is fucking retarded. Yeah. But I'm sorry, we have to cut you off because I think we got like 10 fucking
almost
minutes.
Almost out of time, yeah.
Yeah. But this was very fucking interesting. And
all right, well, you got my number.
Yeah, we do. And
you call me back.
I will give you a call once we are going to, go on Sandy Hook and shit. And I don't know if you got me or Evan on Facebook. Do you?
I do. I have both of you guys.
Okay, well, send me a message when the show's
yeah.
over, okay?
Okay.
Yeah,
neither one of us
my name's
a
Kamala Ferris.
I'm sorry, what?
Kamala Ferris.
Ferris. I don't know about that. I will look for it. But,
I don't read. Yeah, okay, here we go. Here's Pamela.
Oh, okay, well,
I
can find
me.
Pamela's on the page, too, and friends with me.
Oh, shit, I know it right now, sorry.
My son is Don Fauché.
Oh, shit, yeah.
D-O-N Fauché, F-A-U-C-H-E-R.
Yeah, I remember it now.
Okay.
Damn, well, we will keep in touch with you, okay? And thanks a lot for calling in. We got to close out. Thanks a lot. This is great.
Thank you so much.
Hey, tell Joe I said fuck off.
We will. You can bet on that. That's one thing you can count on. We will let him know that.
Okay. Love you guys.
Love you too. Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was fucking interesting. That is some good information. Holy shit.
Well, it's not like Sandy Hook. I mean, Sandy Hook is under just as much investigation and is just as suspicious, in my opinion, as the official story of 9/11. So,
I mean, when you
we'll check the story,
it always gets that people feel, so.
I just got word from Charlie Evan, and he said, Jeff Adam Lanza's death certificate on the Social Security website says his time of death was the day prior to the shooting at school. There's something to add. So he was dead before the shit happened, officially. This is the same like, Osama bin Laden. It's the same. It's all the same bullshit, all the same lies. We got 7 minutes left. I think.
Yeah, I guess we're playing a song at the end too, so.
Yeah, we're playing a good song. Evan.
So I guess I'll close. Yeah?
Yeah. Just close it up, just make it quicker, what we talked about and what people should look into. Just close it up.
People should look into everything from beginning to end. We all gave very valid points for why the official story should be questioned. This was an impromptu show. If there's anybody out there that disagrees with any of us, that would like to debate any of us, I'm sure that our producer would be happy to find a moderator and that we could do this in an orderly fashion and talk about it. Since there is no winners or losers in a debate, it would just simply be a discussion. It would just be something that would be more orderly.
Good one.
But, this was impromptu, and I think we did a good job for doing it impromptu. Sarah, thanks for coming on again.
Thanks for the idea, Sarah.
Thank you.
If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be doing it about 9/11.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty cool. I inspired a change in the radio show.
Yeah, right? You should bash some more people on Facebook so we have new topics.
I try to get people in all the time.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, we want to thank everybody. I'm just hearing that Evan is having a little bit of a connection problem, so I will just close it off for now. I can hear the music. Blair, Sarah, thanks both of you a lot. Blair, always good to have you on. Thanks for the listeners. Thanks, everybody, for listening in, calling in. Next show, we most likely will be going to the Monarch beta programming again. After that, we are not sure. Everybody, once again, thanks for listening in. This was Thursday Hammerdown News. And, of course, thanks to my fucking co-host, the best co-host in the universe. Everybody, good night. With like a chicken spot snack box, government cocaine cooked in the ghetto crack rock, corrupt cops, false testimony after arraignment, check to check, constant struggle to make the payments, working your whole life wondering where the day went, the subway stays packed like a multicultural slave ship, it's rush hour, 2:30 to 8 non-stopping, illegal coming home after corporate sharecropping and fuck flossing, mothers are trying to feed children but gentrification is kicking them out of their building, a generation of babies born without healthcare, family homeless, throwing the fuck off the welfare. Hey, Wudan.
Yeah.
The recording is still running, I think.
Well, I tried to shut it off.
I had it muted, but it could be that it's, I don't know. I have no idea.
Because we're on Skype. So
right.
So that's so it. We can talk.
Okay.
But
and the mystery
no,
is solved.
Yeah, it's like, wait a minute, why would that be? But no, we can talk. I didn't disconnect from
Skype. This is Skype. Yeah. No, that should be most of the time I already cut off, but I was listening to the music. Well,
right. No, we're off the radio because I did log out there, and even if I wouldn't have, they would have cut us off at 2 hours.
Yeah, I was looking for
right.
That.
So because you and I are on Skype, we're still. So I don't know what happened.
I understand.
So, Evan, because all of a sudden it was like it said.
Yeah,
Evan dropped.
He got cut off. It's Android. There was something wrong with his phone, I think. Fucking smartphones.
But I mean, you made it till the end, so no, this was fun. And we've got her phone number, and you guys are friends of hers for the Sandy Hook.
That
would
was
be
amazing.
Good. Yeah,
that was amazing that she called in, and also that person. Yeah, also that person who saw the people, working on the fucking steel frames. That's his goal. That's his goal.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's gold information. You don't get it a lot.
People are out there. That's the whole thing.
Exactly.
We just need to give them some kind of a format so they can talk.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Share what they know.
Yeah, I love how that first person said, you know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I saw people working on the steel frames a year ago.
Right. I'm not, but right the year before, I was there, and like, okay. Just putting the that people could and I mean, what he described had to be some kind of group. I mean, it wasn't just your regular handyman. I mean, everybody was in black and, you know.
I was thinking about the same guys who were at the Boston bombing. I was exactly thinking about those guys with the black jackets and shit. So that's why I asked him personally, what did they look like? And he said they were all dressed in black, and they
and then you're going, okay, I got it.
That
Boston thing was just another
thing. That really was, I think, the same day or the day after that, 4chan, they completely figured the shit out. It was so obvious, which is crazy. It really is crazy.
Well, it is, and you know what, the Sandy Hook thing, I mean, I do have to admit, this time I was on top of it. I didn't believe it, and I got very irritated because I had a couple of friends in this country that they were telling me they cried all day and on, and I'm going, okay, you're crying over 20 kids supposedly that were killed, and you know right then the United States had bombed and killed they droned in 50 people in Afghanistan at a wedding.
Yeah. And nobody gets to talk.
I don't hear you crying for anybody, you know. It's like, come on, people. And then, you know, considering, I don't even think it happened. Because I got into that with a friend of mine. He said, you're saying that Sandy Hook didn't happen at all? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, but what about all those people? But just like this woman says, I mean, none of the names were familiar. You can't even get in there. And they're tearing down the school. Okay.
And she doesn't know anybody. Personally, or she doesn't know anybody who knows anybody who is even slightly involved, but at the same time, the entire town is mourning for over shit that didn't even happen.
She lives 15 miles away, and you know, I live in a small town currently in Illinois, and if something like that happened 15 miles away, I mean, I know that I would know a lot of people who knew people there, you know. It's just, if I didn't know somebody personally, I would know people who did. And so it's just, that's just too bizarre. So she'll be great when you do the Sandy Hook show. And the guy, too. I mean, if you can get him back on for, you know, sometime down the road because...
It was good.
That was just, we've got his phone number, too.
Good.
Yeah. If anybody, I mean, anybody who calls in with a phone number, I've got it.
Yep.
If they call in on Skype, like you come in as Facebook.
Like my Facebook account.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Sarah is anonymous, I believe.
Yeah,
right. And I know that's Sarah on Skype.
Yeah.
But
even if anybody calls in with the actual, because most people, they just have their real name and shit. You know, not unlike me, or people form anonymous, then you also, you know, got our data.
Yeah. Well, now, Blair, I have a phone number for Blair.
But
so
he calls in Skype.
See? So, but it's the same number all the time. So.
Then it must be connected.
He might have that. There's some kind of a service. I mean, you can use your Skype to make phone calls to phone numbers.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
And so,
that's why
I can't always tell if somebody's on Skype or not, because it may come in as a phone number. Sometimes, if it's Skype, it comes in as 111-111-1111.
I think that is Google Voice. Google Voice.
That's Google Voice? Okay.
Yeah, that is Google Voice.
Okay.
I'm pretty
right.
sure about that. Yeah. Well, I gotta cut off. I need to get some internet.
Okay, my dear. Well, this was really good. So I thank you.
This was really
much.
Good. I
yeah.
thank you a lot. It was a really good fucking show. Well, we talk soon, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have
Thanks
a great
for everybody.
Week.
Yeah.
Okay.
The same to you. Good night.
Bye bye.